I found a treasure box with an old knife and fishing book. Too bad they got ruined in there.
Sounds like whoever buried that treasure put it in the wrong place. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. My friends and I used to play a game called Treasure Hunt. We would break into two teams and each hide an item for the other team to find. It was a fun challenge to hide the treasure so no one could find it. Did you know you have treasure too? It's what you invest your time and talent in. Jesus said to invest that treasure on godly things, not on what you can buy here on earth. In Matthew 6:20, he said, "Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal." Our story today is called The Right Treasure. Miles dreamed about the hoverboard he was saving up for as he raked leaves in his grandmother's yard. His dad had agreed to pay him for his help since Grandma couldn't rake them herself, and Miles was brainstorming more ways to earn extra money. Maybe some of his neighbors would pay him to rake their leaves. Just then, he noticed a large hole in the base of a big tree. "Look, Dad," he called as he knelt to peer inside. "I've never noticed this before. This would be a good place to hide stuff." Dad walked over to look. "Maybe there's a cache of jewels or a sack of stolen money inside," he teased. He poked his rake into the hole, and they heard a scraping sound as the rake hit a metal object. "Something is hidden in there," exclaimed Miles. Plunging his hand inside the cavity, he felt around and finally pulled out a small box. "Wow, a real treasure chest! I wonder who put it there." Miles eagerly opened the old box and looked inside. He felt a pang of disappointment when the treasure turned out to be a soggy pair of shoelaces, a rusty pocket knife, and a moldy book about fishing. "Somebody must have hidden these things and then forgot about them," said Dad. "Now look at them. I hope whoever stored these things here put most of their treasures in a better place." "Yeah, somewhere they won't get ruined, like in a closet or one of those safe deposit boxes at the bank." "I was thinking of an even better place than that," said Dad. "Jesus said we should store our treasures in heaven, where they'll never be ruined or stolen." Dad shook his head. "We often put so much emphasis on material things like houses and clothes and cars and hoverboards," thought Miles. "We need to remember those things won't last," said Dad. "The only treasure that lasts is found in Jesus, being saved from sin and having a relationship with Him for all eternity." Miles nodded as he looked at the rusty pocket knife. "I still want a hoverboard," he thought, "but I'm glad I already have what really matters, treasure in heaven." He put the box back into the hole in the tree and picked up his rake. Well, what about you? Is there something you really want? Maybe it's something your friends have or something you saw on TV. It's okay to enjoy things like that, but remember that treasures on earth don't last. Anything you buy will eventually get old or wear out. The only treasure that lasts forever is free, and that's eternal life with Jesus. When the focus of your life is on Him instead of material things, you are storing treasure in heaven where it will last forever. Our key verse once again, Matthew 6:20.
Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal.
And our key thought for today, store your treasures in heaven. If you have questions about today's Keys for Kids, you can start by asking your parents or a pastor, or you can also ask us. Visit keysforkids.org and click Contact Us. Then you can send your question, and we would love to help you grow more in your relationship with God. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.